Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say and call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you've got to say. So we're living in, as I always said, uncharted waters, a very unknown space at the moment because of the COVID-19. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with David Dinney, Act for Kids, Regional Director for Far North Queensland, and what COVID-19's impact on children's mental health. So very important space, and of course talking about our beautiful Pickaninnies. We've got David online. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, Trevor. Thank you for having me on your program.
No, thank you very much for coming to the program, David. Look, it's a very important space, and when we're talking about COVID-19, we're talking about the virus, we're talking about all new rules are now at the table and that we have to adhere to. Look, it could make a big impact on children's mental health, and that's the space you're working in. So tell us about the thought process that kids could take on.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. First of all, can I talk a little bit about Act for Kids, who we are and what we do?
Please do. Please do. Thanks, David.
Give some background.
Yes.
Act for Kids is an Australian charity, and we work to prevent and treat child abuse and neglect. We are one of the most prominent providers of free professional therapy for children who've suffered trauma, and we also support families that are at risk. We have 26 centres across Australia, from Cape York Peninsula in Queensland, down to New South Wales, Victoria, and in South Australia. And Act for Kids has supported thousands of children and their families since 1988. And in 2017-2018, there were over 396,000 reports made to Child Protection Services in Australia, and that equates to 1 in 35 children receiving Child Protection Services.
Yes.
So, to segue from that now, the negative social impacts of COVID-19 are escalating, and our CEO sent a letter to the Prime Minister asking that we Act for Kids as a specialist children's mental health and wellness organisation be included in the government's formal consultation process.
Sure.
Trevor, we anticipate there are major changes coming as Australian families become increasingly anxious and they face extreme pressure in this complex environment. Now, these conditions, what we're suffering at the moment, are often the drivers of trauma, abuse and neglect to children and young people in our community. And we all know that can impact profoundly on their development,
yes.
Which includes their psychological and physical health. So we found that during times of extreme stress, for example, our recent bushfires, the incidences of family and domestic violence increased, which of course led to adverse physical and mental health outcomes for the children and their families.
Mm. Well, a lot of children are come from sometimes sad but very trauma situations, and then including that includes their their psychology as well as their physical health. And now we're in a space where it's the current situation, it's unknown, and it then can cause anxiety for these kids. I mean, they don't know what's going on. When you see like two adults fighting in a shopping centre over toilet paper. Yeah, that's warped. That's left field. Where'd that come from? And that could affect a child's mind, yes?
Oh, it would be very traumatic for children because they do pick up on the anxiety and fear in adults, and plus, on top of that, we're seeing with the added financial pressure of, job losses, people are losing jobs, the schools are closing, so the children now, they're being isolated from their peers, they're missing out on their friendship and support networks, and these conditions all are drivers of abuse, neglect and trauma in children and young people. And of course, as we all know, this can have a roll-on impact on their development, which includes their psychological and physical health, because children are struggling to understand the current situation.
Sure.
And Act for Kids, we hold a very strong view that, you know, any proposed national package must have dedicated programs which will target the mental health and wellbeing needs of these vulnerable children.
Well, we're talking about, and I'm going to look at the space that you guys are working in and your deadly corporation there, you know, Act for Kids. You've set up a foundation, normality, routines for kids. And then when it's all turned upside down, which everybody's life is at the moment, it can cause a lot of dramas in regard to the mental state, yes?
Absolutely, Trevor. What I can tell you what Act for Kids is doing now is we're adapting to the current situation. We have embraced new ways of providing services for children and their families. In just a very short period of time, we've completely changed the way we do business. We've moved from working in our offices to now nearly everybody working remotely. We've moved from mostly face-to-face client visits. Now between 70 and 90% of our visits are virtual. We've introduced telehealth, and I can talk a little bit about that if you like.
Sure.
So that we're already doing client sessions. We've introduced video conferencing for just about all of our meetings. And the most challenging part for us, Trevor, was actually working out how it actually works. So we've managed that. And we've also initiated cross programs and regional teams who proactively collaborate on solutions so that we continue to work safely. So as far as that goes, we're using phone calls and telehealth to continue our connection with clients and community. We know the coronavirus is creating confusion for a lot of children and their families, and as an organisation, we're committed to preventing and treating child abuse. So our work is very important, but we do need help to make sure that we can continue to deliver this support to the kids.
Well, you're providing a beautiful service here, and you've got everything in place, and then blessed are the flexible. You are being flexible in regard to COVID-19 and the pandemic here before us. But you also, as you mentioned, your CEO has talked to government in regarding this space, and to the government, let's not forget this space, and you need that support for the unknown potholes that we're about to step into in regard to the path ahead.
Yes, I mean, the government has an enormous amount of work on their plate at the moment. So our CEO was being proactive and just sending them the letter to remind them, you know, hey, don't forget us.
Don't forget us, exactly.
And we can help.
Yes.
I can talk a little bit about telehealth, if you like.
Please do, yep.
It's something that Act for Kids is part of, and it's a convenient and effective way for our practitioners to provide therapy and education services to clients who aren't able to attend the office or attend face-to-face appointments, which, as we all know, we're being encouraged to not do. Telehealth services can be accessed from anywhere using a smartphone, iPad, tablet, laptop, or internet connection.
Sure.
It's still a therapy session.
It is, yeah, sure.
Therapy session. They're doing it through a laptop or a computer to maintain that very important social distancing requirement that the government has.
And with the kids, it becomes a novelty thing too, like a bit of entertainment, something different to communicate on, you know, having their face on the screen and having a yarn and somebody on the screen.
Well, kids are very, very adept at information technology and using laptops and computers and things. And, you know, when I had to set up my home office, I had to get my 9-year-old.
There you go. Yep, we're on the same page, David.
These kids are so smart these days. And, you know, I've learned to accept help from wherever I can find it.
Exactly. Yeah, my name's Billy, not Silly. I hear you, brother. Fantastic. Look, nice talking to you. Thank you very much. And look, a very important space, COVID-19 impact on children's mental health. Act for Kids are doing their bit. And also letting the government know that, look, don't forget us. We've got the system in place here. But keep your eye on us and looking for your support if needed. But, David, thank you very much. And all the best to you and your deadly team. And you and your family, you take care, David.
Thank you very, very much for having me on your program, Trevor. And could I just remind everybody that if they want to help Act for Kids, because we are a charity, I encourage everyone to visit our website, which is actforkids.com.au, and the talk talks about who we are and what we do, the services we deliver, and more importantly, it tells them how they can help us if they'd like to do that.
Beautiful. actforkids.com.au. All the best to you, David. And Denny, you take care. Keep smiling, my friend, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with David Dinney, Act for Kids, Regional Director for Far North Queensland, and look, a very important space, and looking after our kids out there. And in regard to the the format, the system, and that's in place, the normality, and the kids are upside down regarding what's happening in the space that we're living in at the moment, and could affect the kids, their psychological and physical emotion, their health. So it's very important that places like Act for Kids are doing their bit to protect the kids in that space. So very important space. So UMWOB, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Do add to the conversation. Yarning with Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumble Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service, and want to hear what UMWOB got to say. And give us a call, please. Too deadly.
Won't you hold me tight? No more lonely nights. Lord, whisper your name in my ear.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Good morning, Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM, Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up now with Daily Brother from Mackay, Mackay 105 FM, Murray Radio Station down there in Mackay. JT on the line. JT, very good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor, and I wish you, Jackie, and Maddie, and everybody up there very well.
Thank you so very much, my brother. How are you travelling in this time of virus, you know, virus city, I would say? Oh, it's very upside down, eh?
Upside down, and everything's come to not a standstill, but the things that we normally do, we can't do, you know?
Yeah, it's a different environment at the moment, and we need to adapt to the so-called changes to keep safe. How are you, Mob, travelling in Mackay, bro?
Yeah, at the moment we're doing everything right there in the radio station here, and arms apart and all that, and we're down to about the three because the other three they're off at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, brother. And so, are you going in to do your show, or are you doing it remotely?
Well, I do it still live. I was listening to you yesterday talking to Karen Durante, and
yes,
last time I ran into her was down when she was working down in Mackay down here.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
2000, yeah.
Well, it's an industry where a lot of movement is going on, and we all sort of move around in the industry, but the friendship and the love and the passion is strong, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, right, yeah. At least we contact by phone and everything, and, you know, I still do my things every day and my radio show and go home. I'm well aware what's the health situation is.
Yeah, of course. And we've got to tread carefully in that sense. Let the listeners know, especially in Cairns, they all know JT. Just to explain your show, your program you do for Mackay that connects with Townsville and with Cairns and around the place. Let the mob know your program there, please, JT.
Yeah, it started way back. It was supposed to be on a 6-month pilot. And at the time, I was working 3 days a week. And up to about, you know, 3 or 4 years, and because Cairns has got their own different programs, especially on the Friday night when football, and that's how it all started, mate. I got to build up a lot of people over that couple of years.
Especially, you know, a 6-month gig in here, yeah, 2-3 years later.
but before we was pretty regular,
yes,
3 or 4 nights a week, and you got to know all the locals and the mob out there, Peterson Road, but apart from that, yeah, it was very good.
A request program, isn't it, JT?
Over 20-odd years, and a couple of organisations I belong to up there.
Fantastic. It's a request program, isn't it, brother? People ring in, give out messages and request a song, is that right? You there, mate? We'll try and get JT back. That's JT there, calling from Mackay 105 FM. Yarn up strong here on the daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, Mob 105. That number here is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Yarn up strong with the ball you on, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I was yarning with JT there from Mackay 105 FM. Got him back on the line. JT, you there? Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, brother, got cut off there. So just talking about your daily show there, bro, it's a request program, isn't it? People ring in, request a program, and deliver messages out to loved ones, is that right?
Yeah, what's good about it, all shows are good, but on a Wednesday I do it, and Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday morning, but on a Wednesday I take in Townsville, Cairns, if it was, and Charleville.
Yes.
And then we had the NERS news on at 8 o'clock. Yeah, Trevor.
So a good little following in a couple of years that you've been on the airwaves. And do you get to travel around to those places and meet the people?
No, I haven't had a chance. But because when I go to Quake meetings and that, and it's all shut down there for
the virus.
The virus with Neil, because, you know, Neil Wilmot there, he looks after Quake.
Yes.
But the people all out west, I get to meet them through talking to them through they listen to the radio.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a powerful tool, brother. I'm singing to the choir here, but us two black brothers running with this fantastic vehicle with a microphone in front of us, yarning to mob out there, playing music, hearing stories, doing interviews. It's a powerful tool, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, no, my relatives is a thing very good. I mean, the technology, mate, eh?
True.
I think if I was smart enough, I'd probably learn more myself.
No. We need characters like you in this industry. You just keep doing what you're doing, my brother. But look, always good to talk to you. A big shout out to your deadly team there, all the mob there at Mackay 105 FM, First Nation radio station there at Mackay. And thank you for coming to the program, my brother.
Yeah, mate. I'm still celebrating my 50 years in Community of Melbourne, and it's been a journey.
Good.
And like we said, people ask me who that Murray on that on your station. I say he's Trendy Trev. He's a big motivator.
Deadly brother, you're out there singing my praises. You, Deadly, my brother. Think the world of you. Look, one love, my brother. You take care and you stay safe, okay, brother?
Yeah, all he's up to. Give my love to everyone.
To Deadly. Thank you, JT. Beautiful yarn there with JT all the way from Mackay 105 FM. Deadly Brother Country Music, and has his own program and goes across the airwaves and First Nation radio station, alive and kicking well in 21st century. Don't touch that dial. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Listening to Talk Black on BBN 98.7 FM. Thank you.
this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah, we're running with the Murray one, the Bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns at the BBM Bumba Brit Media 98.7 FM. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And we're living in an unknown world at the moment. Need to do what you need to do to keep safe, you mob. Stay at home. If you're travelling out, then travel with two people, one person in the car, and 1.5 metres away from each other. And look, stay safe and do what you need to do. Keep your hands clean. Constantly wash your hands and cough into your sleeve. Use a tissue and discard it. There's some breaking news coming from the Premier of Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk. Breaking is the breaking news is Queensland school students will learn at home for the first 5 weeks of term two, with schools only open for the children of essential workers. The move to the home-based learning model starts on Monday, 20 April, and will be in place until at least Friday, 22nd May. All students who can learn from home are to stay at home, and school staff, unless they are vulnerable due to medical conditions, will continue to teach from the classroom to ensure continuity of learning from students. Children of essential workers and vulnerable children can continue to attend school. This is another very difficult decision, but it is the right one for the Queensland while we continue with the slow spread of COVID-19. So going back to school term two in Queensland schools, Queensland school students will learn at home for the first 5 weeks of term two, with schools only open for children of essential workers. So that's breaking news. So do check that out and make sure we adhere to that and be in touch with your school. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong on the daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
And there was people dancing.
good morning, Bob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We go across the country, Mob. So have you saying, Yarn Up Strong? Call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, a $30 million federal government program designed to improve literacy for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in very remote schools has failed to meet its goal, according to a new study by the University of South Australia and the Bachelor Institute of Indigenous Tertiary Education. That's BITE. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Associate Director of Regional Engagement, APY Lands, at Uni South Australia, Dr. Sam Osborne. On the line, Dr. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, in a way, we are still behind the eight ball in regard to literacy for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in very remote schools. Is that the case?
Look, I think it is, and I guess that's the reason that the program that we've looked at called Direct Instruction was funded initially to address concerns about Aboriginal students in very remote communities performing poorly in the NAPLAN English literacy test scores.
So in that space, you're saying what needs to be done? What more needs to be done in this space?
Well, there are a number of things in the last sort of 10 plus years that we've been looking at this that Aboriginal people in very remote communities say. And we've also got other things that there are evidence of what should be looked at. I guess the study that we're talking about shows that over the 5 years of the program, the literacy scores went backwards despite the significant investment that you've just mentioned to address that single issue. So, you know, it is a good question to say, well, what else?
Sure, yeah. How about the tendency? Is there a problem with that as well?
The Direct Instruction program did not set out necessarily to address attendance issues, but we were concerned to find that there was quite a negative effect, a drop of more than 7% across the schools who took on the Direct Instruction program. So, you know, that suggests that students' engagement with the program, but also school, was a negative outcome. So the kinds of things that communities are saying and the evidence of what works that we've looked at using MySchools data is particularly employing local people in the school, which doesn't necessarily seem like an obvious way to fix literacy. But when you think about if, you know, grandma, dad, auntie,
that's right, exactly. Nothing beats black on black, doctor.
Sorry,
I was just going to say, nothing beats black on black when you've got aunties or people in community at the schools and helping to deliver the curriculum as such. It could open up the mind, the heart, the soul for the learning.
Well, I really like the way you've explained that, and I've certainly done a lot of work with Katrina Chidai, who's an Ngunnawal educator, and she explains that it's all about building the confidence of the child and having constant close voices of family and community around the child. It opens the child's spirit through confidence, and then they're ready to learn the new things which they might feel afraid or just because they're maybe not familiar. They don't take it on in the same way as something that feels very much like them. And so the idea of having local people working in the school, of course, if family are coming to the school, they're going to bring the kids with them. And if family are around the kids, they build that confidence. And so that's the evidence that we've seen over the last few years. So we'd certainly encourage looking at that. Certainly, you know, centering first language, you know, local community knowledges, communities in the school, whether it's decision making or otherwise.
Yes.
But there needs to be a swing back to making those things important and resourced.
Well, the old saying, Dr. Sam, is it takes a community to raise a child, and that's exactly what you're talking about here.
Yeah, and I think this is the issue with the closing the gap agenda for education. I think we all agree that things like life expectancy and health, absolutely we want those things on equal terms. But when we're only measuring NAPLAN scores and attendance as success, then it kind of says to local people who perhaps their strong suit is first language, local knowledges, cultural kind of expertise, it says, well, actually, we're not measuring that, and that's mm-hmm. not the gap that we're trying to fill. So we're not sure that we really need you in the school.
Sure.
And that's something that needs to be addressed and turned around.
Mm. Well, I'd like to think that we've got the answers to the solution, to the problem, so to speak. Yeah, we've got the solutions to the problems. So it's got to come from the inside out is what I'm thinking, Doctor.
Absolutely. And I think we talk sometimes about the need to listen, that's no good if decisions have already been made, if the
exactly.
power's not equal, and if it's very much a one-way exercise, then just listening to, what Aboriginal people are saying is not enough. It actually needs to be something about power sharing or being
yes.
power sensitive might be a better way to describe that.
Mm-hmm.
And, working from Aboriginal voices, languages, experiences, knowledges, rather than just consulting along the way while our plans sort of roll on as a system or whatever.
Well, exactly. Well, you don't want to be building a fancy car and have no fuel in it, so to speak. Yeah, you need to have the vehicle right and the road right, and we're all in the same vehicle heading the same direction.
That's right. And, the vehicle also might need to look different for different communities.
Exactly. And, yes, it's not one size fits all, isn't it?
No, that's right.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Sam. So hopefully the government's listening in regard to this space, and we need to boost literacy in remote schools. So thank you very much to you and your deadly team. And in this environment, you take care and stay safe, Doctor.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Two deadly beautiful yarn there with Dr. Sam Osborne, Associate Director of Regional Engagement, APY Lands, and talking about the government program fails to boost literacy in remote schools. So a lot more work need to be done in this space. Stay tuned to the daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, two deadly Macaran, you mob here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Got about 12 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation, Yarn Up Strong. Coming to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. So we go across the country. Yarn Up Strong, check it out. Facebook page, Rob, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget, we have Australia Government's National COVID-19 Helpline. That number is 1-800-020-080. The number again, Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. And look, we are doing our bit, you mob. Australian hats off to you all. Most people are behaving and adhering to the rules that are placed. Numbers are slow regarding the virus spreading because we are doing what needs to be done. We're staying at home. We just had the long weekend with Easter weekend. It don't seem anything different to a lot of people who've been off work, but the long weekend, usually it's a time out, camping, out and about, partying, going hard. But look, a lot of people have abided by the rules and stayed home. Some people have done their bit by setting up tents at home for the camp out with their piccaninnies, doing their backyard or on the porch, even in the lounge. And look, just, acting on the rules that are upon us. That's what we're doing, and adapting to those rules. So fantastic. More power to you, and just keep doing what you're doing regarding keeping safe. Like I said, the space we're living in is at least another 6 months doing this. So, make do with what got, and keep active as well. We talk about the physical sense. Keep active, exercise, do what you need to do. One lad there I saw on Facebook, he did a marathon in his house, up and down the steps,
you know, over the couch and push-ups and what have you, go outside on the balcony, do this chin-ups, just doing whatever he needs to do, and that's fantastic, is looking outside the square. But also the mental capacity as well, you know. Sometimes I get sick of watching Netflix. Well, okay, go on YouTube and watch something positive, or, you know, do something that makes your mind at ease, whether it's painting, whether it's art, sculpture, or a good book. Either way, love to hear what you're doing. In this time, your mom, give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
I wish I could turn back time to live how we used to live. Living in the dream time. Is where I wanna be, yeah. Running wild and living free. Living with Mother Nature, just like traditional Aborigines. Look at the world around me. I'm a modern Aborigine, living in a world. Of my ancestors, they are calling out for me to go back to my dream time that I'll never leave behind, to be initiated man, to keep my culture flowing in the land, conquer the Murning and the Wurundjeri tribe clan.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again, 1-800-422-416. Squeeze in a call if you could. But Murray going to sign off here very soon. But I thank you for your company. 1 hour program, and look, a very important program regarding yarns in the space that we're living in at the moment. I've got numbers here for Queensland in regard to the coronavirus. 73,170 have been tested in this state. Patients that have recovered from that, well, total confirmed cases was 987. And patients that have recovered from the 987 is 442. And as of today, 7 new confirmed cases. So the numbers are low in that sense, which is great because you're all doing your bit. So hats off to you, mob. Keep doing what you need to do regarding the rules. Abide by the rules. And so we can get contain this virus. We haven't found a vaccine for it. And they're looking about 18 months away. So we may be living in this space for another 6 months. So do what you need to do. But look, be strong in that sense. And be strong in the physical sense as well. Keep exercising. And the mental sense as well. Make sure that... they talk about social distance. I like to call it physical distance. Keep the social on. That's very important. Yarn with mob, of course, but keep that distance, you know, physical distance, but keep the social strong. And that's good for your mind, your mob. Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. We'll go back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd love to hear from your mob and see how you're traveling in this space and being strong with your mob and your community and your family. And we need to get through this together, and we can. Get it together, you mob. But deadly yarn with you. Thank you for your time. Keep smiling. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay safe. Too deadly. Thank you very much. Too deadly, mob.
Just come out of the mall, girl, where the plans forever roll. And Albanama Jira has painted all the scenes, and a shower's changed the luster of our land. And it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. And I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
Everlasting daisies and a beautiful desert rose. Where does their beauty come from? Heaven knows.
I could ask the witch tale, but he's way too high. I wonder if he understands. It's wonderful to fly. It's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. And I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock, what an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
Be described with a picture, the mesmerizing colors of the ogres,
or the grandeur of the rock. Uluru is power. It's raining on the rock in a beautiful country. I'm proud of
waiting on.